views, claims, and or representations may not necessarily reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here today on AM 1220, The Word, and hope you'll be able to stick with us and perhaps even give us a call here today. Our telephone lines are open. You can call toll-free, 888-677-9673. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, feel free to give us a call, 888-677-9673. Let's go ahead and open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you again for another opportunity to be on the air today. We just pray that you bless the program, help us to be an encouragement to somebody. And Lord, help us be able to point people to Christ through the things we talk about in the program. And just use it for your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, one of the things I like about doing the program is it gives me an excuse to spend time reading the news and looking at things to try and keep aware of what's happening. And then, of course, that's a double-edged sword because I got to try and sort of sift through some things to try and figure out what to talk about when we come on the program with just a fairly short amount of time. That's why it's always helpful when we get your calls with your questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word. And we certainly encourage those calls at 888-677-9673. But one thing I wanted to start with here today is over the past few weeks, we've been talking on the subject of religious discrimination and specifically looking at some things that are happening in the United States military. And we have seen where recently the United States Army had a briefing on extremists and extremist organizations where they listed evangelical Christianity at the top of a list of extremist organizations. And at the time, a lot of people were saying, well, that was just a little briefing here, there. What's that, the big deal? Well, you know, you have to sort of connect dots on things from time to time. Then about a week after that, last week, there was the case, or the week before last, I guess it was, the case where the Southern Baptist Convention website was being blocked by military servers. If you're trying to go on the internet, and for instance, if you were on a base somewhere, a military base, and you were talking to one of the chaplains who might have been a Southern Baptist chaplain, and he encouraged you to look up something on the Southern Baptist website, so you went over to one of the places that perhaps at the recreation center or something, and you logged on and you tried to access the Southern Baptist website, and you would find that it was blocked. And this disclaimer was coming up claiming that due to the content, it was being blocked and hostile content. And it kind of makes you go, so we've got evangelical Christianity listed at the top of a list of extremist groups in an Army briefing. Recently, and then you have the Southern Baptist website, and the Southern Baptist would be counted as an evangelical Christian group, having their websites blocked and by the military, and the military trying to say, the spokesperson trying to say, oh, we really don't know why that's happening. Well, that's, you know, it shouldn't take them long to figure it out. I asked a friend of mine who has a little knowledge of computer systems, and he said, well, it's either incompetence or they're lying. And I think I would agree with the latter. But now we've got another thing that's hitting the news now today. And this one is that the military has a ban out now on what they call proselytizing. And Fox News had gotten a statement from the Pentagon that soldiers could be prosecuted for pro- uh, for promoting their faith. And they said, religious proselytization is not permitted within the Department of Defense. Court-martials and non-judicial punishments are decided on a case-by-case basis. And that statement from the Pentagon is following some questions that started with things with this briefing identifying evangelical Christians as an extremist group, and also the blockage of the Southern Baptist website on military servers. And so we see this now, and that they're releasing a statement that religious proselytization is not permitted within the Department of Defense. Now, religious proselytization, it has to do with sharing your faith with somebody and encouraging them to consider the merits of what you believe. In other words, what evangelical and fundamental Christians, and when I say evangelical Christians, referring to these events here, I am, for the purpose of the discussion, lumping fundamentalist Christians in there, because that's what we're lumped into. Myself as a fundamentalist, I don't consider myself an evangelical. I consider myself a fundamentalist. But we're lumped into that group, and we understand that the Bible says that we're to go out into the world and that we're to share our faith. We're to point people to Christ. We're to invite people to Christ. We're to pray for people. We're to present the gospel. We're to be a witness. We're to tell people. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. That means right at home. It doesn't mean just go to the foreign missionary field. It means at home with your coworkers, with your family and friends. And the Pentagon is stating now that that act is not permitted within the Department of Defense, which gives them the option, as they said, court martials and non-judicial punishments are decided on a case-by-case basis. It doesn't mean that they're going to jump out and begin persecuting everybody. In fact, I was doing a little looking into this, and there's a website called Snopes.com where you can check out rumors and things like this. And they looked at this thing, the ban on military proselytizing, and the claim that U.S. soldiers and chaplains will be facing court-martials for professing their Christianity. And they did not say that it's not true. They were reluctant to say that it is true. So they said there's a mixture of truth and some overreaction. But basically, they came down the idea that while the order is there, it doesn't mean they're going to start doing this. But I rather think what it is this is going to be used as a filter, as a sifting mechanism. What they're going to do with this is they're going to use this situation or this type of attitude towards evangelical Christianity and fundamentalist Christians as a way to sift out who is going to be allowed to be promoted to become senior NCOs or senior officers within the military. You see, certain lower levels of rank you gain simply by time in service and fulfilling, you know, the right things. You can advance and through the ranks up to a certain level. But the senior officers and the senior NCOs, generally speaking, you have to be selected for that, and especially we get up to the top levels. And, of course, if you've got it on your record that you're a Christian who has on occasion shared your faith with somebody else, why, then that's a reason to not promote you, because, after all, you're working contrary to the principles and policies of the United States Department of Defense, and you are associating with extremists and possibly a member of an extremist organization, meaning your local church. And so as a consequence, you're not the type of material that the military wants to promote to its upper levels of officers and NCOs, non-commissioned officers. And then here's the other thing. There's another way that this is headed. And, you know, we very much live in the day that Isaiah said, warned us of. And he said in Isaiah 5 and verse 20, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. And that's really a commentary on our country today. You know, we are in a day when they're calling evil good and good evil. And there's several reasons for that. And one of the things that's happening with the military is that there's an individual out there. His name is Michael Weinstein, and he actually goes by Mikey Weinstein. So if I say Mikey, that's not being derogatory. That's the name he goes by. But Mikey Weinstein has been appointed to... Well, first I'll give you a little background here. He's the head of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, and he has said, amongst other things, that the sharing of the gospel of Jesus Christ in the military, if people do that, including chaplains, they're guilty of treason, and they're committing, in his words, an act of spiritual rape that's as serious a crime as a sexual assault. And he also says that Christians sharing their faith in the military are enemies of the Constitution. That's what this guy thinks of this. And this is one of President Barack Obama's civilian appointees to lead the Pentagon in helping them to understand religious freedom and things of that nature. That's what this Mikey Weinstein is there. That's why he's got some say in the Pentagon. So this guy that says Christians, including chaplains, sharing the gospel in the military, guilty of treason, spiritual rape, are enemies of the Constitution, he's overseeing religious freedom as a advisor to the Pentagon. Well, no wonder the Pentagon has come out and the Defense Department's come out saying that proselytizing is against military policy. Well, a little bit more about Mikey Weinstein and give you a little example. These are some of the things that he said. This is a article that he wrote in the Huffington Post. And in this article, it's titled "Fundamentalist Christian Monsters. Papa's Got a Brand New Bag." And but he starts off nice and, you know, politely, fundamentalist Christian monsters here. And he starts off saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you of monsters and monstrous wrongs. And let me tell you what these bloody monsters thrive on." Now, that's where he starts. And you can see that this man who's supposedly advising the Pentagon on religious freedom and things of that nature, and of course anti-discrimination on the basis of religion in the military, he right away is referring to people that have a belief that the Bible is the Word of God, and that to live by the Bible and practice the Bible, including the fact that the Bible says you must be born again, and that there's no other name, given among men whereby we must be saved, meaning the name of Jesus, and that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. When we say such things, we're labeled by this stalwart champion of religious freedom and anti-discrimination as fundamentalist Christian monsters. And he says here, "Today we face incredibly well-funded gangs of fundamentalist Christian monsters who terrorize their fellow Americans by forcing their weaponized and twisted version of Christianity upon their helpless subordinates in our nation's armed forces." He's talking about the chaplain service there. Let me tell you, when I was in the Air Force, I can tell you the chaplains came into the barracks each morning, and they just grabbed us at gunpoint, and they just forced us to march down out to the chapel, and they forced us to pray every morning. Well, maybe I exaggerate a little bit there. I think most people who are in the military would have a different view. And Mikey Weinstein, by the way, was in the military. He was in the Air Force, I believe, just like I was. And yet, he looks at some of these men and women that serve in the military trying to be a comfort and share the gospel oftentimes with our men and women in service. And he calls them well-funded gangs of fundamentalist Christian monsters who terrorize their fellow Americans. And he just continues, and he says, if people such as myself, and I'm obviously one of those fundamentalist Christian monsters, if we complain about this, we're just screaming that we're being oppressed and we're being abused, and certainly people such as himself never does. And he continues by saying that these evil fundamentalist Christian creatures and their spiritual heirs have taken refuge behind flimsy, well-worn, gauze-like, euphemistic facades such as family values and religious liberty. And so, essentially, what Mikey Weinstein and those that listened to him and those that appointed him to be an advisor to the United States Department of Defense, what are they doing? Well, they're what Isaiah said in Isaiah 5, verse 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. That's what they're doing. They're calling evil good, and they're calling good evil. They're putting darkness for light. They're putting light for darkness. They're putting bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. They're turning things around. They're justifying the wicked for reward and trying to take away the righteousness of the righteous from them. And that's what these people are guilty of themselves. And I like this in his friendly, even-toned sort of approach here. He says the basis of their ruinous unity is the bane of human existence and progress, horrific hatred and blinding bigotry. So if we complain what Mikey Weinstein and his cohorts are doing, we're guilty of horrific hatred and blinding bigotry. I would suggest that the hatred and the horrific hatred and blinding bigotry might be being projected by Mikey Weinstein and his fellows. In fact, he talks about how we're engaged in the crudest form of name calling, and yet this is the guy that calls us fundamentalist monsters and all these sort of lovely terms that he applies to us. Well, Mikey Weinstein is not the only one that's ever done this sort of thing, and he's not the only one currently doing it today. The famous media darling atheist Richard Dawkins has said again that teaching children to accept their family's religious beliefs, which, you know, the Bible says that we're to raise up our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, he says that's child abuse, and that this form of abuse is more devastating and permanently harmful to the child than sexual abuse. And Dawkins is not alone in saying this. And Dawkins just said this last month again, by the way. And a few months earlier, another outspoken atheist, Lawrence Krauss, labeled the teaching of the young earth creationist position as another form of child abuse. And then back in 1997, Amnesty International spokesman Nicholas Humphrey said that, and I like this quote, "Freedom of speech is too precious a freedom to be meddled with." Now, I like the quote, but then a few moments later, in the very same speech, after saying freedom of speech is too precious a freedom to be meddled with, just a few seconds later, he proclaimed that society should protect children from their parents' religious teaching. In other words, they should shut down their teaching. And that's a problem. And, you know, if you do not have religious freedom, you do not have any of the freedoms in the Bill of Rights, because if you read the Bill of Rights, the first amendment there, you'll see that that's all one long sentence, and that the freedom of speech and the freedom of the press and the freedom to assemble and the freedom to petition the government for redress of grievances, all of that is supportive of the freedom of religion. And the United States Constitution does not say freedom from religion. It says freedom of religion. And it doesn't build a wall of separation between church and state. What it says is that the state cannot control people's religious beliefs. Because if the state can control your religious beliefs, they can control your speech, they can control what you write, they can control how you assemble. And indeed, states that practiced, and even in this country, some of the colonies, Virginia and Massachusetts in particular, threw people in jail for speaking against the official religion of that colony. And even when they became states, in the early days before the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, they would throw people into jail for speaking against the state official religion. So you had no freedom of speech because you didn't have the freedom of religion because of that. And people who met to worship God in independent churches, independent from the state churches, would be arrested and thrown in jail, fined, and even beaten. And so they didn't have the freedom to assemble. They didn't have the freedom to publish literature talking about what they believed. And they didn't have the freedom to petition the government for redress of grievances when they were persecuted for these things. So all of those things were there to protect our freedom of religion. And so, yes, I do believe in freedom of religion. And yet we live in a day when one of the very elements of our country, one of the divisions of our government that's tasked with protecting those freedoms. Everybody that joined the military, when I was in the military, I swore an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. And now that very organization that I was a part of when I was in the Air Force is coming against our very Constitution, depriving people of their religious freedom. And in effect, their freedom of speech, their freedom of assembly, and their freedom of the press, and their freedom to petition the government, and saying that you can possibly be court-martialed, and you can be tried, you can be booted out of the military, you can be fined for daring to be a witness to somebody of what you believe, for daring to tell somebody that you believe the Bible is the Word of God, for daring to teach your children that Jesus is God and that they must be born again. And for all of those things, they're laying the groundwork right now. They're laying the groundwork. You know, what they're doing is they're pushing Christians in the military down the same path that they've brought the homosexuals along. The homosexuals in the military have come from not being allowed to serve to don't ask, don't tell when they were not allowed to serve openly, to now being able to serve openly, and the Christians are now being pushed down that path. They're being pushed down the path. They're being told that they can serve, but not openly. In other words, don't ask, don't tell. So Christians are going from being allowed to serve openly in the military to don't ask, don't tell. And I think there's coming a day when if you're a Christian, you're not going to be allowed to serve in the United States forces, unless, of course, there's a draft, and you're going to be put out of the United States military forces for being a Christian, because I can see it. We're going from open to don't ask, don't tell. You know, I'm kind of biased towards this, I'll admit. I was a Christian when I joined the United States Air Force, but it was in the United States Air Force due to the witnessing of another believer in the United States Air Force that I got my heart right with the Lord, rededicated my life to the Lord, and eventually surrendered into the Christian ministry. So I'm doing what I'm doing today because another fellow military member was willing to speak with me and talk with me And mostly because he was first concerned whether or not I was saved. And he found out I was saved. He realized I just wasn't living for the Lord. And he got me back into church. And he put me into the right kind of a church, a Bible-believing, independent, fundamental, Bible-believing Baptist church that preached the Word of God and encourages to share. We're out of time. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at live.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 p.m. and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220 The Word. The preceding program has been sponsored by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield.
The preceding program